B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's playback time, as we do every day at this time. Time to go back in the annals. One of the great locals. Today's College Week. And we're going to throw back to 1983, the Sugar Bowl. Penn State and Georgia. January 1st, 1983. New Year's Day in Philadelphia. Mummers. Let's go to the Louisiana Superdome, though. 78,000 strong. And how about Keith Jackson on the call, along with Frank Broyles, Penn State and Georgia. Penn State starts the football early. Big play. Blackledge down the field. Take a listen.
Second down and 9 from the 31 for the Lions. Wearing what is fondly referred to as their generic white uniform. The down the middle for the tight end McCluskey, and it's a big one all the way down to the Georgia 37-yard line. Big Mike McCluskey, 6'5", 240 from Philadelphia.
Wow, are you kidding me, Andrew?
From the 31.
He's the greatest.
Penn State wearing the white uniforms.
White. He's the greatest. You have no idea Keith Jackson's the greatest, the best.
I only know Keith Jackson because Joe Stazak's a big Keith Jackson guy.
Well, I mean, seriously, he's the greatest Keith Jackson. That's it.
Keith Jackson is where Joe Stazak got to let the big dog hunt from.
Yes, that's right. That's right. All right. So here we go. Very next play. Blackledge on the attack again. And listen to he completes the ball to that Greg Darity. Who was an Eagle, Andrew?
First down, Lions, Georgia, 37. And back goes Blackledge. No pressure on Todd. Over the middle. Good clarity. First down. Penn State inside the Georgia 10.
Penn State's offensive line are doing a great job. Georgia's rushing only 4 people. That's what they like to do. And you see Blackledge have the poise. Throws the ball right over the middle.
It's outrageous. Dude, oh my God, this is actually so cool.
The Hoss, Ted Blackledge.
I was worried about, like, you know, how I was going to be. This is outrageous.
The crowd's at, what, 76,000, something like that?
Jackson on the call. Oh, I'm stoned. Two plays later, you remember that Kurt Warner? He scores. He's going to weasel his way in for a touchdown.
Kurt Warner and Johnny Williams come back into the ball game. Holmes stays in for blocking, so they're going to go into a power eye. Two fullbacks and the ball is to Warner. Kurt Warner going to the outside. It's a quick race to the flag. Touchdown, Penn State.
How easy Penn State made it look on that drive.
Are you kidding me? That is awesome. Good. Just play the beginning part of that again. The backs in the eye.
Kurt Warner and Johnny Williams come back into the ball game. Holmes stays in for blocking, so they're going to go into a power eye.
Power eye. Oh, that's outrageous, Andrew. Georgia on offense, right? We saw Penn State go down the field with Blackledge. Georgia's going to go down the field thanks to Herschel.
Ball is pitched out to Herschel Walker. Away from one, away from two, away from three, to the sidelines, and out of bounds. First down, Georgia Bulldogs. Laffenroth finally slid him out of bounds.
Well, that's a familiar run that we've seen many times from Herschel Walker. The Georgia fans are accustomed to this. A great block by McCarthy, number 46. He's got to make the key block.
Number 4-6. Same drive, Georgia. Now inside the Penn State 20. Here's what happens.
Second down and 8. The ball is at the 9. Lastinger on a roll. Ripped it over the middle. No. originally intended for Clarence Kay, and Kay was so alone, he was lonesome.
But it was a great call.
Yes, it was.
Watch Kay come off and go inside, and the defensive safety man is supporting so fast. Robinson, number 32, took two steps up. Look how wide open he is. That's too bad. He let in just a little bit too much, tried to be careful. Clay couldn't get to it. That's too bad.
So he was lonesome.
So alone, he was lonesome.
Great analysis.
Oh, it's the greatest, dude. He's the best. Don't you dare say anything against Keith
I
Jackson.
I will not.
Don't be disrespectful to Keith.
Who's the other guy?
Frank Broyles.
Yes.
He's got a great son. Come on, he's college football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, that's you. Rub your eye, you Mr. Country Man. It's you. Georgia drive's going to end on a field goal. Penn State leads 7-3. Early second quarter now. Here's Blackledge again.
The Lions will come up first down from their own 32. That's Kenny Jackson in motion coming into the picture. Blackledge back to throw. No pressure. Down he goes. Big catch by Jackson at the Georgia 45. Whoa, what a catch that was.
The Penn State passing attack has time needs, 3 to 3.5 seconds, because their receivers are running deeper than the linebackers dare drop.
Deeper?
He sounded like the water boy, dude.
I'm sad. Football's the devil.
Oh, that is priceless.
This crocodile's got all them teeth. They ain't got a toothbrush to reach him.
Kenny Jackson, man, was a big disappointment. The Eagles drafted him 4th overall.
Wow.
And he was known for the Kenny Jackson Chicken Shack in Camden. Penn State gets a field goal to go up 10-3. Now, here comes the defense, right? You got Herschel. And he's going to try to get it on third and short and extend the drive. Take a listen. They stop him, and it's 4th down. Georgia punts. I thought we had both plays. Go ahead.
Now Georgia will have to kick it on 4th down and 7. Broadway a little better this time. Gets it to turnover. Runs by all the way back inside the 10. Back to the 7. Gets one good block. Gets it back upfield. And look out. Look out. It's a foot race. And Broadway, the punter, slows him down. And the pursuers finally get him. Clarence Kay finally ran him down. But Kevin Bauer almost blew that one wide open.
Wow. What a crowd going nuts. That's fantastic. All right, Penn State unfortunately misses the field goal, so that drive score stays 10-3 Lions. They get the ball back again on offense, though. Take a listen.
Total yards for Penn State, 175. But of that 175 yards, Frank, they picked up 167 on first down.
That's the idea. That's incredible.
Penalty flags. Kurt Warner with the ball. He's in the end zone. Hang on. Penalty flag. Back at the 10. Offside. Defense. Decline. Touchdown, Penn State.
Touchdown, Penn State.
How about that for a stat? 175 yards of offense, 167 of which happened on first down. How crazy is that?
That is insane. That is insane. Penn State up 17-3. Make that 20-3 after they get the ball back and get another field goal. It looks like they're going to run away. However, this game becomes wild, right? Georgia puts together a drive. Listen to this crazy play involving completion and lateral. Take a listen to this.
The shoulders, this ball game is going to rest not on Herschel Walker, my judgment, his shoulders, but on the ones of John Lesting, the quarterback, in that second half.
Well, there's the pass. The pass is flipped on to Walker, and Walker is tumbled down at the 10.
The flea flicker. How about that?
Kevin Harris to Herschel Walker. It's right on the 10.
Georgia, a beautiful play. We remember that Oklahoma beat Nebraska for the championship a few years ago. The quick hurl pass to the end and the lateral to Herschel.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Wow. That's awesome.
He said flea flicker for people who don't know. It wasn't the flea flicker that we're used to.
Right.
Right. They threw a completion over the middle of the field.
Right.
And then the receiver lateraled it to Herschel
Walker.
Right.
It was not
a flea.
It
was insane, though.
Yeah, it was insane. Great play. All right. So that happens. Now, Georgia's got no timeouts. They hurry to the line to get the playoff. This is what happens.
10 seconds to go. Loop to the corner. It is touchdown. A touchdown to Herman Archie. Can you believe it? For all the world, it looked like Penn State would go to the clubhouse with a 20-3 lead at halftime, dominating the ball game. But then all of a sudden, bang, bang, here's Georgia threatening, and then they work the play to Harris, to Walker, and with no timeouts remaining, stick at the end zone on the reception by Archie with 5 seconds to go. They went 6-6 yards in 39 seconds.
Wow.
Is that crazy or what? All right, now in the third quarter, Georgia starts the second half with the ball. And they put together a drive. This is what happens.
Touchdown here for Georgia. And the party's on again.
What a drive Georgia has put together. Throwing and running. Mix it up. That's what you have to do against the Penn State defensive scheme.
Two fullbacks in front of Walker. Herschel's got it. Penalty the flags again. He's in the end zone. But the penalty the flags are all over the place. Hang on. It's going to be Penn State's penalty. Georgia will refuse it, and it's touchdown.
Typical Georgia game. They look like they're struggling. They look like they might get beat, but they have come back and won 33 of the last 35 games.
This game is the greatest, man. This is unbelievable. All right. Penn State now on offense. 3rd and 7. Blackledge drops back to pass. What happens, Junis?
It's 3rd down and 7 for the Lions at the 40. Todd Blackledge getting some pressure, and they've got him. Carver, Dale Carver.
Keith of Georgia's in this football game is putting some pressure on, and the defensive backs have done a great job. Carver and Thurston gets to him for the sack.
Third time they've been able to put Blackledge down.
Good news, though, for Penn State. Georgia gets pinned deep by the Penn State punt. 3rd down, Georgia.
Last dinger out of the end zone. Throws it as far as he can. Archie down there, and it is intercepted. Kicked off by Mark Robinson. Herman Archie lost sight of the ball. Robinson gets loose. And he's a powerhouse of a runner as he brings the ball all the way back inside the 40 to the 37. Archie lost sight of the ball, and Robinson just plucked it off.
Is that awesome? Just listen to that.
He plucked it off.
Plucked it off. This is great. All right, nothing happens. Rest of the third quarter, so let's jump to the fourth. Penn State on offense. Right around midfield, Blackledge drops back to pass. Oh, he's got a wide open Garrity.
Corner now, 15 carries and 101 yards, 2 touchdowns. First down, Penn State, Georgia 48. Lions have got a drive going here, a time-consuming effort, too. But now Blackledge is going to put it up on first down. He's going for the bundle.
We talked about mismatches, physical. This was a mental mismatch. A senior, Greg Garrity, running right by the freshman, Tony Flack.
for 48 yards and a touchdown. Three receptions, 111 yards for Greg Garrity.
He's going for the bundle.
I got that too.
Yes. He's going for the bundle.
Not to the end zone. Not going deep. Going for the bundle.
Going for the bundle. Classic. Classic. Penn State touchdown goes 27-17 now. Let's jump to the final minutes of the fourth quarter. Georgia put together a drive. They get inside the Penn State 15-yard line.
They're told that Herschel Walker's shoulder, right shoulder, popped out. But you know what? Popped back in, and the big horse is back in there and throws a block. And the quarterback gets it away to Kay, and he's got it. Touchdown to Clarence Kay. It over.
Georgia trailing by four. The option is, do you go for one and hope you can get the ball back and kick a field goal and tie? No, that's no good for Georgia. They want to go for the national championship, and I respect them and admire them for their decision.
Oh, that's so good. I respect them. All right. This is great. What a game. What a game, Andrew. What a sugar bowl. That touchdown makes it 27-23. All right. Georgia going for two. You ready? Take a listen.
They want to go for the national championship, and I respect them and admire them for their decision.
All right, Tim Case has come in now. He is a center, but he has come in replacing Michael Weaver. So they get Tim Case, a tall fellow, in replacing Weaver.
Unbalanced line to the right, Keith, and a flood. They're going to go right.
Give it to Walker, and Herschel is hit, fighting, hit, stop, don't make it.
Well, Georgia's not hurt on the play. If they're going to go for the national championship, a field goal wouldn't help them anyway.
Oh, it's great. Now, Penn State's able to run a lot of clock. Georgia uses all of its timeouts. Now, the clock is stopped. There's 6 seconds left. Fourth down. It's going to come down to this. Penn State has to punt. And this is what happens.
Georgia's only chance is to block the kick, and they've got them all up there.
They've only got 6 seconds left. They don't have to punt it at all. All they can do is let it go, but
I believe that they'll punt it, Keith, because Georgia could possibly stop them quickly, and with that, the clock stops automatically on change of possession.
They get
one play, and they could create a possible penalty situation by throwing the ball over the goal line. Georgia's only chance is to block the kick, pick it up, and score with it.
Not a bad ending, huh?
Boy, give credit to the Penn State football team and give courage to the Georgia team.
Yeah, both teams played well. No blitz.
All 11 of them up out rushing.
Nobody back. 11 people. 11 red shirts up on the line. They're all going after the ball. Everybody's going. And Giacomo gets it out of there. 3-2-1. Penn State wins it. 27-23.
Ah, there it was. There was how it ended. Are you kidding me? That was incredible, Andrew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.